In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. As I prepared for this week's sermon and read our gospel reading for today over and over, this line kept jumping out at me. Be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Every time I would finish reading the gospel and ask myself, what is grabbing my attention? Every time the answer was the words, be ready. Be ready kept ringing in my ears. It did not take long for me to realize why it was that these words were having such an impact on me. As many of you know, my wife is pregnant. She is due with our second child on August 22nd. And yes, if you look at today's date, you will see that August 22nd is not that far away. In fact, it's just 16 days away, but who's counting? Now, if there is ever an event in someone's life that calls for preparation, that calls for you to be ready, it is the arrival of a baby. Kim and I have certainly been doing our part to be ready. We have made several trips to our storage locker to dig out those things we have put away once Audrey grew out of them. That assortment of clothing and gadgets and contraptions that you seem to need for a newborn baby. Burpee towels, bottles, a pile of white onesies, mats with all manners of hanging toys for the baby to grab for. My favorite is the automated swing. You can place your baby in it, and it will rock them back and forth, giving you a precious moment to get off your feet. We're getting all of these things ready for the coming baby. Along with that, there are the things we need for ourselves to be ready. For example, overnight bags for the hospital. We have conversations where we ask, just how many changes of clothing do you think we need? Should we bring a cell phone charger? We check on that list of phone numbers of people who said they can watch Audrey at a moment's notice, check which family members are scheduled to come visit and when, which of our doctors will be on vacation in the coming weeks. The list of preparation goes on and on. When you begin to see all the things put into place, you appreciate the need to be ready. When you see all the people who are orbiting our lives right now, ready to jump in at a moment's notice, you appreciate the need to be ready. When you step back and look at all of these things coming together and taking shape, what is needed for this new life to enter the world, you appreciate the need to be ready. Along with this sense of needing to be ready comes another feeling, that feeling that no matter how ready you are, so much of it is out of your control. Doctors can use all of their medical knowledge to give you the most accurate due date possible, but that baby will come when it will come. And despite how much we have ready and waiting for the baby when he arrives home, there will be something that we have forgotten, or something we never knew we needed before until that moment that we need it. Now, of course, this is not just how it is for the arrival of a newborn baby. There is so much in our lives that when we step back and look, and if we are honest with ourselves, is by and large outside of our control. So much that happens in the world that is determined with or without us. Jesus' words to us to be ready have even more meaning and impact to us when we hear them in the light of what we need to be ready for what we need to be prepared for. Be ready, for you do not know when we will come upon the Lord. Be ready, for we do not know when blessings will come into our life. Be ready, for we do not know what challenges await us. Be ready. Now, I do not know when I will come upon the Lord, but I know it will happen. I know I will be presented with those in our society who are the most vulnerable, the most in need. Those who Jesus spoke of when he said, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. Whatever you did to the least of my children, you did to me. Will I be ready to see Christ in them and reach out to them in love? I do not know when life-changing events will happen, but I know they will. Events that change the course of my life and the life of those I love and hold dear. Will I be ready to meet those challenges head on? To meet them with composure, to not lose who I am in the face of adversity. I know there will be moments that challenge my faith, but I do not know when they are coming and what form they will take. Will I be ready in the face of uncertainty, in the face of doubt, to declare my faith in the one true living God? Or will I waver? Will I falter? Be ready, because so much of life happens outside of our control. But what we can control, what we can help to determine, is how ready we will be for those things, how we will respond, who we will be when we are needed most. There are many different ways we can make ourselves ready. I can cultivate and foster a daily prayer life, so that my soul is ready, so that when I receive blessings, I can respond with the Psalms, with praise for God on my lips. When I face challenges and adversities, I can be ready with the Holy Spirit, living and burning in my heart, helping to guide me and comfort me when I need it most. I can work daily to see past my own pride and my own prejudices, so that when the destitute, the marginalized, the victimized enter my life, I do not simply look away or wring my hands in vain. I can be ready to look past any difference of race or creed or gender or class and see a human being, see a child of God, see Christ in all people. I can be ready by coming weekly to a community of faith, adding my voice to their joyful song, praying for their needs and my needs, walking together to the altar and receiving the gifts of God as one holy people. I can come so that when I fail, when I fall, those around me can lift me back up, so that when I forget who God made me to be and what God is calling me to, I can be renewed, nourished, and sustained by this great cloud of witnesses and God's holy gifts. Be ready, for you are needed in the world, needed in the lives of others, needed to be God's servants. Be ready. Amen.